Oh, that's tiny. That's tiny.
Oh, yeah, that's way too small.
But he can't change it. In every condition. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Start back over. Start from the beginning. Okay, that's the time. I'm of the new saints of the Lord. It's laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say? Wait a minute. That's not right. No. Go back to the beginning and wait until I tell you to flip it. Right. Go to the first. Affirm affinities. Hey, look at the words. How firm a foundation, you saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled? Okay, next.
In every condition, sickness and health.
No, that's not it. That verse is not even in here. That verse is not.
He must be using a different handbook when he puts the words up or something.
All right, go to the next song. Go to the next song. Okay, that's the title. Now go to the words. I know not by God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own.
We'd like to take just a second to welcome everybody to God's house. Let's all bow our head, get our minds on our Jesus Christ, our Savior. Forget about our troubles that we think we've got. And let's go to Him in prayer. Father God, we come to You humbly asking forgiveness of our many sins and shortcomings. Father, we pray for our country, pray for this nation. And we pray, Father God, that we'll continue to walk with You and continue to share Your words with others. We ask that in Jesus Christ's holy and precious name. Amen. Now, folks, if you will, I know Sandra's going to have you jumping up and down here several times in the next few minutes. So let me start off by saying, let's go ahead and stand up and greet everybody and make everybody welcome.
Huh? Is anything in it? No, not yet. Good morning, Crestview family. Welcome to Crestview Baptist Church this morning. Thank you for choosing to come worship with us this morning. No better place to be on a Sunday morning than in the house of the Lord. This world is a busy, busy place, and there's lots of things that go on. And this is a time for us to step away from all the busyness we've got going on and spend some time on a Sunday morning focusing on God's Word, focusing on worshiping Him and who He is, our Creator, the one who sent our Savior to die for us. And I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad each and every one of you are here. If you are a visitor and with us for the first time, we would love, or if you've never filled a visitor form out, we would love to get to know you a little bit better. If you'd fill one out, drop it in the offering plate. We will add you to our spam call list. No, I'm just kidding. We won't do that. They have been looking for you about your car's extended warranty, though. So, but just a few announcements to get us going. First, I'm going to try to do these in order of when they happen. This is the hardest thing for me to do, because I think I got everything in my brain, and then four or five announcements get added when I walk in here. So I'm going to start by right after church today. There is a lot going on. It is the beginning of the church year. There are a lot of meetings going to happen, and you got to love that, right? So the first meeting today, there's three meetings after church today. And they're all going to run in with each other. So, I'm going to start youth and children's council. We are going to meet in the fellowship hall after church. And I said lunch would be provided. So, if you are going to come to that youth and children's council meeting, would you slip your hand up real quick? Slip your hand up so I can get a 1, 2, 3. Okay, I wanted to make sure that we have enough, because I know, hey, after church, I want to eat. I want you guys to eat too. I get it. We're going to eat. We're going to fellowship. We are going to talk about next couple months of what we're going to have be going on, some planning, things like that. Also, before you come over there for that, if you are part of the Baptist men or part of that that works on Tuesday night, they are going to meet up front for a few minutes afterwards. And also, there is a transportation committee. Joey, where did that want to meet at? Back here in the corner. So, transportation committee, Baptist men, and that says Baptist men, but that's anybody who wants to come and is going to be helping. So, and then youth and children's council out there. So, 1, 2, 3 meetings after church. The Baptist men will work on Tuesday night. My weeks have been slammed, but I have seen some pictures. I need to go down. There was some work done down at the creek this week, it looks like. And I've seen some pictures, and it's removing some things that may have caused some problems. So if you got an opportunity, right down there and check that out. It's something to be proud of when we take care of God's land and God's and the blessings that God has given us. Something to be proud of. So look at that. Don't forget, Wednesday night services start at 6:30. But before that, if you've been coming to the ASL classes, they start at 5:30. I am here, and I am. If you come and you're like, "Well, I can't come. I got kids. I don't know what I'm going to do with them." Well, you know what? Just come bring them with me out in the youth building. I don't know if they watch me or I watch them. We keep each other out of trouble. I don't know how that works, but I'm here with them. And so if you want to come out to that, come out to that. There's a few things. Remember, last week we started our North Carolina mission offering for the month, so keep that in mind. This evening at 3 o'clock is Hymn Fest at Bethel Baptist in Ellenboro. Our Crestview Choir will be there and be part of that. So if you can make it out to that, come on out and worship and support our choir as they're out as part of that today. Next Sunday, there'll be a deacon's meeting at 8:30 Sunday morning. So if you're on the deacon board, remember that. And right after worship service next Sunday, we will have a we'll have our first church conference of the new church year. So keep all that in mind. The WMU is meeting September the 18th at 6 o'clock in the fellowship hall. Come out and be part of that. And you know, I always say the men are, you know, when we have a men's Baptist, men say, you know, we have lots of women show up. But I ain't never had Joy or anybody say, well, if men want to come out to this WMU, I don't know. It seems kind of exclusive to me. But I guarantee you, if you want to show up for that, they're not going to run you off. They might put you to work, but they ain't going to put, they ain't going to run you off. So keep all those things in mind. And as we get started today, I just invite you to calm our hearts, calm our minds. It's been a week around the world, and we'll take some time where we can worship on God. We worship God, and we can give those things that have us bothered through the week. We can give those things to Him. You don't have to wait till Sunday to give them to you. But today, if you hadn't done it, today's a good time to do it. So I'm going to invite Don up. He's going to, or not invite him up. Don's going to come up, open us in prayer. I'll see you shortly.
Good morning. Would you join me as we pray? Lord, as we come to you this day, we put aside the things of the past week. We put aside the things that we anticipate for this week. And we give you this moment so that you may receive all honor and glory from this service. Prepare our hearts for your Spirit to move and work in our lives. And may you be honored by all that takes place as we seek out your face and we pray your blessings upon the time we share together. And may it always, always be for your glory and for your honor as we offer this service to you in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Would you stand as we sing hymn number 338, and we will only sing the first verse, just first verse. Would you stand, please?
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said? Do unto Jesus for refuge have fled.
Amen. Thank you. We will continue worshiping by giving of our gifts, tithes, and our offerings.
Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to give us to come into your house and worship you, Lord. We thank you for the ability you give us, Lord, to earn a living. And Lord, thank you for the opportunity you give us to give back a portion of what you have so bountifully blessed us with, Lord. We ask that you would take these monies and use it to build your kingdom. Bless the gift and the giver. For in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Would you stand again as we sing hymn number 337, and we'll sing the first and the fourth verses. 337.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know I am believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. I know not when my Lord may come at night or noonday fair, nor if I'll walk the veil with me or meet him in the air. But I know I am believing and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day.
Amen. Thank you.
How many kids come forward this morning that are here, want to come up for the children's sermon? Grant, that was quick. You made it up here fast. Good morning, guys. So, I've been thinking about how I do these children's sermon, and I've been thinking, what I want to do is I want to be sure in children's sermon and in children's church, you guys are getting a glance at what Pastor Don talks about when we leave. And so I got a question. Who in here likes Legos? Anybody here like Legos? All right, so if I'm building a house or something sturdy out of Legos, what do I put down first on the table before I start putting Legos down, John Carlos? Like a platform, and then, you know, those little things that's got the Lego block holes where the Legos just fit on top of it? That just makes everything sturdy and firm, right? And so I bet you never ever thought that we could take something like Legos and compare it to something Jesus talked about. But Jesus talked about building. Jesus talked about building on a firm foundation. And I know that's a big word for you guys. But a foundation is, I want you to, everybody knock on the floor here. You feel how hard that is? That's concrete underneath there. A foundation is something firm that we build things on. Hold on. We have plenty of time to ask me questions, okay? And when we get to children's church, a foundation is something firm that we build upon to make sure that the things that we build are sturdy and safe. And Jesus talks about a couple of men who build a house on a sand. You guys ever been to the beach? Build a sandcastle? What happens when you build a sandcastle and the water comes in? It goes away, right? Like it looks like it was never there before. He talks about a man who built a house on a sand and a man who built a house on a rock. And the man who built his house on a sand, when the storm came in and the water and just the water rose up, that house just gone.
because the foundation was not firm, because sand is not firm. And the man who built his house on a rock, when the same problem came along, hold on, put you in. When the same problem came along, his house stayed firm because it was built on a solid foundation. When you thought, well, what does this have anything to do with us? Well, Jesus is my favorite storyteller. Like, Jesus told stories in ways that people could see what was going on and understand it. You don't have to have a doctorate degree to understand things Jesus talked about, because Jesus wanted everybody to understand what he was talking about. And so he told stories this way. They were called parables. He told stories this way so people would understand what was going on. Well, I want you to think about building our lives. This is what we're going to think about. And so most of you guys are in school. Some of you guys aren't quite there yet. But I want you to think about, I'm going to use this as an example. If we go to school, we like to learn. We build our life on, I am a straight A student. Is anybody in here a straight A student? Raise your hand if you're a straight A student. If you build your whole life on, I am a straight A student, that is me. Like, I am the smartest in my class. I am the top of the world. And then a subject comes along, it's really tough, and I make a B. Or maybe even a C. Oh, Tucker said, oh, yeah. I like it, Tucker. And so then if we're building our foundation of who we are on just that, I'm so smart, and we make that B, we might think the whole world is just falling down around us because we messed up. Well, what if I start out and I build the foundation of who I am? Is I am a servant of the one true God, the creator of the universe. I follow Jesus, his one and only son, who came and lived a life that I couldn't, died a death that I deserve, and rose from the grave so I could be forgiven for my sins. What if I build the foundation of who I am on that? I might be a football player. I might be a baseball player. I might be a scholar. I might be really smart in school. I might be really good at what I do. I might be a really good friend. But all those things can't be the foundation, because all those things we can have bad days at and things like that. But I'm going to tell you what. Hold on. Hey. Grant. You can talk about it in a minute. All those things, we can have bad days and can fall apart on us. But there can never be a day so bad that foundation, that God is he is the creator of the universe, he is the one true God, he sent his son Jesus to die and rise again for my sins, that can never be taken away from me. Isn't that awesome? So we're going to talk more about that when we go to class. And I want to challenge you guys to build who you are based on who God made you to be and who you are in him. Yes, it's okay to be a football star or a basketball star or a baseball star or really smart in school. Those things are really great. But we take who we are in Jesus and we build our life upon that. That way, if we do have a bad day, yeah, we might make a B on a test and say, well, guess what? God is still my creator. He still loves me. Jesus still died for my sins. I am still forgiven. Isn't that awesome? So that's what we're going to be talking about today is building on a firm foundation. Let's bow our heads. You guys can go back to your parents for a few minutes, or you can sit with me on the front row. There's always plenty of room. I'll make sure. But let's pray right now. God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for each one of these guys and girls, for the thoughts and the conversations that they bring, for their ideas, for who they are. But Lord, most of all, we thank you for who we are in you, God. We are your creation. You made us in your image. And even after we fell short, you sent Jesus Christ to die, to live, die, and rise again on the third day so we could be forgiven for our sins. And we're grateful and thankful for that. And help that to be the foundation of who we are. We are children of you, God. All this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand. But Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. No, Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees where I learned to stand, Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I had done a lot on my own. I thought I'd make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. No, Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees where I learned to stand, Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees where I learned to stand, Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Our scripture reading comes from Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 24. But before we read the scripture, I wanted to do two things. One is add to our prayer list Lane Downs, who is having several health-related issues, and also to be in prayer for Diamond and Jack Humphreys, who are mourning the loss of a daughter. And we want to be in prayer for them. As well as Pam Hamrick has given this card for us to read in the loss of her mother. Thank you very much for the thoughtfulness in sending us a meal of pinto beans, mashed potatoes, slaw, biscuits, deviled eggs, cakes, and pies. Thank you for the cards and most of all of the prayers. We greatly appreciate all of this in our time of sorrow. My mama is in heaven with my daddy and Jesus. With love, the family of Ruth Swofford, as signed by Pam Hamrick. Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears the words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority, and is not one of the teachers of the law. Would you join me as we pray? Lord, we come to you and we recognize that you are our foundation. You are the only one that we can depend upon and build our whole lives around. You are the one who gives us strength when we're at our weakest. You are the one who comforts our hearts when we mourn the loss of a loved one. You are the one who gives us guidance when we have choices that we have to make. We pray that we not only hear your words, but we, as Jesus just called us to put them into practice. All for your glory and for your honor, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. This passage brings us to the end of the Sermon on the Mount. Chapters 5 through 7, Jesus is preaching and he's been giving us all kinds of warnings as well as teaching us how to pray, how to make decisions. And on the heels of the warning against wolves in sheep clothing and sheep who do not know the shepherd, this passage brings together all of these things and helps us put into practice everything he's taught through the entire sermon. We all know that it's important to have a firm foundation. Our home, when we lived at Woodfin Ridge in Inman, had foundation issues. How do we know? Because there's cracks that we saw in the plaster. So we called a foundation company to come and fix it. They came and fixed it. 6 months later, the cracks came back again. They did not fix it properly. And it began a journey that took about a year and a half before finally it got settled and our foundation was fixed. Had we just ignored those things, the house would have become more unstable and could have collapsed. We know that a house is solid if it's built upon a rock. And a house built on a solid foundation can handle wind and rain, as Jesus said here. But a house that's built on a shaky foundation eventually will crumble to the ground, because the ground underneath will shift and it will collapse. Jesus uses this illustration basically to give the bottom line to all that he has taught in the Sermon on the Mount. With all that I've taught you, it's important that you heard everything that I said, but it's even more important that you put them into practice. Andrew Rip has a song called Breakdown, and in it he talks about rock bottom being a firm foundation. Sometimes that's the rock upon which we built. We have to hit rock bottom before we build that foundation. But nevertheless, it's on the rock and that foundation that allows us to be able to live comfortably. So Jesus then says that a person who hears his word and does them is like a thoughtful or wise person who builds his house on a rock or a firm foundation. Such a house would be able to withstand the wind and the rain. But what exactly does that mean? First of all, Jesus says hearing his words or even obtaining joy in Jesus' words is not enough. It's not enough just to know what Jesus teaches. The demons know what Jesus teaches. We need not just to hear the words, to take joy in them. We need to put them into practice. A true disciple, according to Jesus, must hear and obey the words of Jesus. Obedience to the very words that Jesus, our Lord, this is the firm foundation upon which we build our lives. We as Christians can say we believe in Jesus Christ as the Word of God and the one who teaches the Word of God, yet if we don't try to put them into practice, if we don't try to live out these words, we have a very unstable foundation. I could memorize all the words that I, all kinds of scripture verses and things like that, but basically, what good does it do me if I'm not putting into practice the very things I'm remembering? There was a basketball player named Jerry Lucas, played for the New York Knicks. He had a good memory. He memorized the entirety of the Bible. You could ask him a question and say, Judges chapter 2, verse 5, and he'd quote it to you. Which is an amazing feat when you think about how difficult that must be to memorize the entirety of the Bible. But even if I know the whole Bible, but I'm not doing anything with it, what have I really gained? It's not enough, Jesus says first. It's not enough just to enjoy these words or to take seriously these words or memorize these words unless you're putting them into practice. A second thing Jesus teaches us. Jesus does not say that the person whose house is built on a foundation will be a mansion. It's just a house. In other words, we're not promised that we're going to have a 4,000 square foot house that has its own bowling alley. We're not promised anything grander. It's simply a house that we're promised. Now, Jesus does say we'll have a mansion, but that mansion is built in eternity. Jesus is preparing a mansion for us. But for here, all we're promised is a house, a place to be able to lay our head. And the promise is not that it's going to be gorgeous, large, but that it will withstand the wind and the waves. The only promise is the house will remain standing. Nothing is said about the house being transformed. Nothing is said about a mansion. We build a house that simply remains a house. In other words, material blessings are not the primary things of a foundation. Yes, there's nothing wrong with wanting to live in a nice house, but that's not the foundation Jesus is talking about today. Material blessings are not specifically promised to the builder or to the one who lives in the house. It's more important not to look at the size of the house, but the stability of it. Because wind and rain might not come, but we really know that wind and rain always comes, as we know from events from this week. Third, Jesus does not say the wise person builds on a sound foundation will be spared the wind and the waves. The wind and the rain is going to come. And we think, you know, last year about this time, we think hurricanes, they hit inland or they hit on the coast until Lin-Lin came through and realized even as far in as we are, we're not totally safe from the storms. But having a firm foundation is vitally important. Everybody goes through difficult times. Everybody is tested. Everybody experiences loss, whether it's a loss of a loved one or a loss of a job or a loss of a home or a loss of a friendship. We all experience loss. We all go through things. Life just throws a lot of stuff at us. And we're promised if we build our lives on that firm foundation, who is Jesus Christ, that he will help us withstand whatever life throws at us. And life doesn't just pick and choose. This wind and the rain goes for everybody. It doesn't just hit this place and ignore this place. Wind and rain come to everybody. If your house is built on the words of Jesus, having put them into action, you can withstand the rain and the wind. Lastly, Jesus emphasizes and says, if you obey my words. Not our words that we think Jesus says, but on the words of Jesus himself. Because he came from the Father in order to be able to share what God gives us in order to be a blueprint for how to live out this life. It is the very words of Jesus that we build our lives around. How to live a faithful life. It is taking these words and saying, by God's grace, I'm going to try to my best. Actually, that's not true. Because I could try my best and fail miserably. I will trust in God through the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to live out these words. Because I think that's exactly how God would have me live. And if I do so, I have a foundation and a home that can withstand the wind and the waves and the rain. But then he describes the unwise builder who builds on something other than a solid foundation. They may build their words on somebody else's words. Somebody else they see as persuasive. Somebody else they think has a lot of knowledge. Somebody who is very charismatic. But words other than the words of Jesus do not provide that stable home. The house that cannot withstand the winds or the rain is when you listen to other words other than the words of Jesus. Even people who give supposedly the words of Jesus, but are not really interpreting the way Jesus would have them interpret. Again, this does not provide a firm foundation. Words that belong to a tradition, words that belong to a pastor, words that belong in a Sunday school book, are only as good as they're using Jesus' words. And if they're using any other words, it is not a firm foundation. Because Jesus alone is the living Word of God. And Jesus alone can provide the foundation we need to be able to face life storms. A foolish builder may build upon success to be successful. Personal greatness, becoming a great church, should never be a goal for Christians. The goal is to be faithful to the words of Jesus because that is the one true mark of a life that is built on a firm foundation. Not greatness that comes with fame or size or popularity or any of these things. Jesus and Jesus alone is the firm foundation. The true mark of greatness is that a person or a church is faithful to the words of Jesus. The words of our Lord, the words of our Savior. Anything else is shaky ground. And the only thing great in this teaching of Jesus is the fall of the house of those who build upon shaky ground. We have to remember that a house collapses and crashes. Has never heard the word of God. That's not what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about shaky foundations who've heard the word of God and not putting them into practice. He's not talking about people who've never heard the word of God at all. He's talking about people who've heard the word but choose not to live by those words. Who do not obey the word of God. And to build on a solid foundation, you not only have to be a student of the words of Jesus, but you have to be obedient to the words of Jesus. And the good news is from Jesus Christ for those who are willing to hear and obey these words spoken by our Lord can take comfort in his presence and the power of Jesus Christ to get us through any crisis we happen to face. The presence and the power of Christ will provide that which we need to face controversy, tragedy, conflict. Let's just be real for a minute. We're all going to face stuff. And if we don't build our house on a firm foundation, as soon as one great tragedy happens, we're just going to be at a loss. I don't know how I'm going to cope. I don't know how I'm going to deal with this. Well, the reality is we accept the fact on our own we can't deal with this. On our own, we can't cope with this. On our own, we don't have the strength to deal with this. But we have the source of all life. We have the words of our Lord and Savior who says, I will take your burden from you. I will take that yoke. I will take that burden upon myself to be your strength when you don't have enough. And you are not sufficient. And you're just not able to cope. I will be your strength in the midst of your weakness. That is a firm foundation to live out life. The Sermon on the Mount ends with the crowds coming down. And the remarkable thing is they're amazed. They're amazed that he taught with such authority. And notice the last words that are spoken in that chapter. Not like their own teachers. And just how remarkable it is for them to be able to say that. Here are these people who've been studying their whole lifetime, have been studying the Scriptures, the ones who have been teaching the Scriptures. And yet this man comes in and speaks these words. He doesn't have any of this training, but yet he speaks with the power of God. And they recognize that. Even their own teachers don't speak with that level of authority. You know, life seems to be throwing more curveballs than it has right now in my past memory. Things just seem to be tough all over. Crisis after crisis after crisis. Shootings and other things that take place. And you think, how in the world are we going to survive this? Two words, Jesus Christ. That's how we survive this. We put our faith in Jesus Christ. We put our trust in Jesus Christ. We take the words that Jesus taught us and we put them into practice. And in doing so, somehow we survive. And even more than that, somehow we thrive in spite of that. For the peace that passes all understanding is not the kind of peace that says we're not going to have conflict. It is the peace that Jesus puts well within our hearts to be able to say, even if the rain is pouring down and the winds are blowing and everything else. When Jesus was in a boat with his disciples, the wind and the rain were pouring. Wind was blowing hard. And what was Jesus doing? He was asleep. Because he had no fear. He knew God was in charge. And that there was no reason for them to have that fear. That is the peace that passes all understanding. And that only comes when you build on a firm foundation. And so our challenge today is to look at our own foundations and say, what's our foundations look like? Are they sturdy? Are we building upon what we're supposed to be building on? If not, do we need to shore up things? By going back and rededicating ourselves to Jesus Christ and building on his foundation. Because I don't see anything slowing down about the storms coming. And it's just a matter of us to be able to lean on the one source that provides a peace that passes all understanding, and that is Jesus Christ himself, his words, and may that be our peace and our joy and our hope. Would you join me as we pray? Lord, as we recognize our inability to do anything on our own, our weakness to be able to deal with the crises of life, We pray that we have a firm foundation, and our firm foundation is you. For you are the only one who is dependable, who will not let us down, who will not forget about us, and who is present with us at all times. Lord, we need a firm foundation, and we pray that we can continue to place our trust in you to help us to be able to face all the things that life will throw at us. Where would we be without you? I have no idea, but I also wouldn't want to imagine it as well, because our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. God be with us, and God lead us, and have the courage to follow your lead, whatever it may be. For this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you stand as we sing hymn 406, The Solid Rock, 406.
My purpose built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest name, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.